Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. For those of you that are listening live, it's an exciting new year and fun things are always going on. I was able to open my mail the other day and I got the product in the mail from our sponsor that I'm happy to have back with us, VTech, with their four-line business phone system. This thing is amazing. It's like Christmas all over again because I got to open it up and see all of the really cool, exciting things that it does. Really, as easily as plugging in, you know, an electric cord, you know, like a lamp, you can have a multi-line phone system in your house. It comes with wireless extensions, so you can add another office with a full desk set as easy as plugging in, or you can add, you know, just a little handheld that you can go around the house or the office or those kind of things. I really encourage you to check out the VTech 4-line small business phone system. It really is amazing. So we're in the new house. We're all moved now. We're excited to be here, excited for a new year, and really, really glad that you chose to spend some time here with us today. As always, I'm so grateful for the time that you spend out of your life to come and be with us to learn how we all together can be thriving entrepreneurs. Thank you for taking the time and investing in us as we hopefully are investing back in you, in your life, and in your business. We appreciate having you here with us. I have a question for you today. Are you overwhelmed? Seriously, I mean, think about it for a minute. A lot of times we're not going to admit to it. We're going to be like, no, I'm fine. I've got this. I can handle it. You know, I mean, as an entrepreneur, one of your skills typically is the ability to multitask, to handle things, to take care of stuff. But the question I've got for you again is, are you overwhelmed? What's it like in the middle of the night, in those times when it's just you? Nobody else is around, all of the noise is quieted from the day, and you're just sitting there with your thoughts. Are you at peace? Are you happy? Are you living in joy? And you're just so excited about your life and your day and what's coming up next? Or does stress begin to hit you? Do you feel your heart starting to pound a little harder? Do you worry about what's coming up for tomorrow? Is an issue that happened today, or maybe even issues that's happened all week, got you feeling like it's always going to be that way? That what you're going to wake up to tomorrow is more complaints, more problems, more situations that are going to be difficult and hard for you to handle? Do you cry yourself to sleep because of your business? Do you wish that people understood? Do you have a strong support system that does understand? Or are you really going it all alone? I hope that's really not the case, but I do know that a lot of people often find themselves feeling that way in their business, in their life, in the things that they're doing. And I really want for you to not live in that place, to live in a place that you're thriving, that you're living in victory, that you know each day is coming and that new blessings are coming with that each day. I hope that in your darkest hour, that you have people in your life that love you and that are there for you. I got to give a shout out to some people that have just stepped in today as I'm doing this recording and really shown how much they love and they support Kathy and I. We appreciate the time that you spend, your willingness, your love for us, your support, and sometimes even your guidance and admonishment. You know, I mean, I want to be told in the times when I'm not doing things right. I want to have friends that are coming in and say, hey, you know what? That way that you're doing things It doesn't serve you. It's not good for you. You shouldn't live your life that way. There's more to life. There's more to love in life. And you really need to take better care of you. Thank you to everybody that's said that in my life. And I really do take that encouragement and am committed to 2017, again, if you're listening live, to be that year that we really truly are breaking through to a better way of living in our own lives. And hopefully we can share that along the road. Now, for those of you that aren't listening live, it's not too late. Whether it's 2017 and just later in the year, or it's, you know, 3, 4, 5 years from now, you have the opportunity right now to just draw a line in the sand and say, hey, you know what? I'm overwhelmed. I'm stressed out. I'm not eating right. I'm not taking care of myself. I'm working too many hours, whatever your situation might be. But I'm committed now to making a change, to living differently, so that I can really thrive in my life and in my business right here, right now, at the place that I'm at now. I'm not going to put that off for days, weeks, months, years, sometime when I get around to it. I'm going to make the commitment to me right now to take better care of myself. I want you to do that. And in fact, so much so that we have this whole entire show dedicated to sharing with you how you can come out from overwhelm, how you can live a powerful, dynamic life where you are thriving in your business, where your life is thriving, where you feel full and complete, and where every aspect of your life is being well taken care of. You feel blessed, loved, encouraged, and supported in all that you're doing rather than stressed, overwhelmed, and those kind of things. Are you ready to take that ride with me today? I really hope you are, because I really want to see all of us radically, dynamically change our lives. That today can be a line in the sand and we can say, hey, I remember. I made that commitment. Now that I know better, I'm going to do better. And I am going to take this opportunity to thrive in my life and in my business. Are you committed? Are you willing to take that journey with me today? Again, I really do hope that you are, because I want to see you thrive. I want to see your life be better than you ever imagined it can possibly be. We're going to talk about this whole entire show. So first, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with some powerful tools to help you come out of overwhelm and live abundantly, fully, freely in life the way that you were always meant to live. Get ready. It's going to come to you right after this message.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Today we want to talk about how to come out of overwhelm and live a life filled with overflow. Are you ready to get started on that? Sometimes we find ourselves in our career at the end of ourselves. And yet, as business people, we don't just stop. We don't just go, okay, hey, I need a vacation. Let's go to the Bahamas. We just keep pushing. And some of you are totally identifying with that, even as I say that. I want to introduce you to a great friend, Jenny Dufresne. She is going to talk to you today about this concept and how you can go from empty to overflow and be able to lead powerfully. Hi, Jenny. Thanks for being with us here today.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You know, in doing your book, you told such an awesome story, and I don't want to give away the whole book to people, but tell us just a little bit about that point in your life when you were working 24/7 is the only way I know how to express it.
Yeah, so I conceived of and created a huge organization, a multi-million dollar organization, and really had this mindset of, you know, making tremendous sacrifice to make it happen, working excessive hours to make it happen, powering through being physically ill, being completely accessible to everybody and anybody at any hour of the day, and also really kind of, you know, believing that exhaustion had to be part of how I had to be successful. And that's not my life today. My life today is really a life of tremendous harmony, peace, good health in all assets, good physical health, mental health, spiritual health. But what got me to have this as my experience was a series, but probably one of the most compelling ones, which some of your listeners may identify with, was I had this opportunity, like a really amazing opportunity, to be invited into a fundraiser for a very powerful senator in Washington, D.C. And, you know, it was a very small room. It was held at a beautiful home. And I was there with a small group of folks who were very influential. We were very influential in our community with the work we were doing. And I remember standing and having this conversation with a couple of my colleagues, and I was, things that stood out to me. I was holding my glass of orange juice and I was swirling it around. And I remember hearing this sound, and I remember kind of reaching my hand out to touch the wall that I was very close to. And I just remember not only the sound, but also like these huge gray curtains came from either side of my peripheral vision and then just came right in front of me and whoosh. And I woke up after this nap. I had a nap, and I woke up after this nap, and I felt pretty refreshed. And I was, as I opened my eyes, I was trying to figure out why all these people were in my bedroom. And it was, as I continued to kind of wake up, I realized that I was not in my bedroom, that I was in a crumpled heap on the floor of the senator's fundraiser. And Steve, like, I have to tell you, like, I don't even think I had the wherewithal to be embarrassed. I was just shocked that me, this influential, high-powered, you know, leader, that I was in a crumpled heap on the floor, and my colleagues were standing around, were actually hovering over me, asking me, Jenny, are you okay? Are you okay? And that was the first experience that I had sort of my wake-up call. It was my first ambulance ride. And when I got in the back of the ambulance, I mean, they put me on a gurney, like the whole nine yards. And the whole time, Steve, I was just like, what is going on? Because it never happened to me. Nothing like this had ever happened to me. And I just couldn't kind of put the pieces together. And when they finally get me to the hospital, I was by myself and the doctors were working on me and they couldn't figure out why they couldn't bring my heart rate down. My heart rate was off the chain. I mean, my heart rate was beating so incredibly fast. They could not get it under control. So they gave me sailing bag after sailing bag. And then they put me through all these weird tests and machines and beeps and all this stuff was going on. And the whole time I just was like, it was almost like having an outer body experience. I was like, what just happened? And so when I finally, you know, the doctors really couldn't figure out what was going on. They finally released me hours later and I got to my house and, you know, I realized that my worst nightmare had just happened. I had been hit by the bus that I had always said to my board, listen, you know, you guys have to know what to do because if I get hit by a bus, you have to carry this mission forward. Well, I had just been hit by a bus. And that was my kind of, I guess, my first wake-up call. It was my first wake-up call. And so it is now, as I look back, it was a huge wake-up call. But like many leaders, and probably many women in your audience, leaders, entrepreneurs, you know, we have not just one wake-up call, but we usually have multiple wake-up calls before we wake up and realize that leading powerfully cannot mean that we lead completely empty, completely depleted. Leading powerfully cannot mean that we burn ourselves out, that we push beyond our physical limitations. Like there's something to say for that if you're lifting weights or running or swimming, but when we're doing it for work and our stress levels are astronomical, like that's not us leading powerfully anymore. And I've now taken a stand, Steve, because I know the cost. Like it wasn't just a health cost. It was a cost to my team at work. It was a cost to our ability to grow. Even though we doubled in size every 2 years, it was still a cost. It was a cost to my personal relationships, my friendships, everything. I sacrificed everything. And at the end of the day, what I realized was that wasn't success. I did some things. We did some things, but that is not the best way for us to be successful, for leaders to be successful. There are ways where we can be happy and whole and complete and highly creative and highly successful. And that's what I'm committed to manifesting in the world. Hmm.
And, you know, part of the reason why I started right there is because you and I did the book writing session on like the 22nd of December, right around then.
Yes. Yes.
And then, of course, Kathy and I went through the big move that we just finished.
Yes, and congratulations.
But I don't know if you know the story of what happened to me while we were driving down here. I was in a Pilot truck stop in the middle of nowhere, Northern California, and walking back from the bathroom, I was done. My legs just literally gave out. I could not take another step. And over the course of what felt like several minutes, it was a long time, I went from standing up to on the ground.
Wow.
And similar to what, I didn't go out. I was still conscious the whole time, but I had, you know, just a swarm of people. In fact, when they finally went out and told Kathy that, you know, I was on the floor, you know, in there, she couldn't even get into me because there were so many people surrounded me. So,
wow, I did not know that, Steve.
You know, so it's just, I mean, it's like your voice was ringing in my head the whole time. saying, you know, this is not the good way to do it. You shouldn't have pushed yourself this far, you know, and yeah, ended up ambulance ride at the emergency room, you know, and so I had to start with that point of your story because it just, it's so real to my life at this point too.
Wow. And I think that that's a, you know, I mean, I've been doing a lot of thinking and a lot of reading and a lot of having a lot of conversations and just also just observing, you know, how did we, as leaders, how did we get here? And I don't completely have, you know, I certainly don't have all the answers. And there's people who've been on this path a lot longer than I have, who I'm being able to kind of tap into their genius around it. But I think that there's a, I think we get to create today. I think we get to create new possibilities for leaders. You know, technology actually is both a tremendous tool and a tremendous impediment to leading powerfully and leading men, being happy and being in balance internally, being healthy, right? Because our cell phones ring and buzz and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, there's a training, I think, or a mindset shift that we don't have to be accessible 24/7. I mean, I think about my career. My career started before we had cell phones. And again, that may be the case for many of your listeners. And we managed to get stuff done. I mean, we managed to get things accomplished. The world actually never came to a screeching halt because someone couldn't get immediately in touch with us. And I think that it is so important for us as leaders to give ourselves, to take a daily walk outside and allow and without our cell phones, without music in our ears, just to breathe air and look at a flower, like literally is so powerful, and it allows our brains to kind of settle and it allows our bodies to kind of settle, and we can get rejuvenated even in those moments. And I think that's part of what I'm a stand for now. I take a walk. I'm excited to live in California now. And I, you know, try to get out at least once a day, and drive down to the ocean and just walk for 20, 30 minutes. And I come back 5 times more productive, and I'm, you know, productive. And then I go off and I go outside or I do something else that gives me an opportunity to kind of settle and reset. And I think that's a way of being that allows leaders, that it certainly allows me to be much more creative, much more present with people that I'm around, whether they're people that I'm working with, clients that I'm coaching, whatever it is, I'm much more present because I'm settled. And I think that's a place that I'd love for more leaders to be able to give themselves permission. And again, particularly women, because women and men have the same experience, but women have it slightly different because they're also required often to be the, you know, tenders of households and business and, you know, the caretakers of parents potentially and all these different needs, these different places. So it just becomes really important to envision and create new possibilities for leadership. And that's my commitment. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you said something just before we started recording that really resonated with me. And I bet you there's a bunch of people that are listening right now that are thinking this in their head. And that's that people that are the most overwhelmed, especially women, don't really think they are.
No. You could never have told me the 15 minutes leading up to the point where I passed out in the middle of a fundraiser, you could have never told me that I was overly stressed. I could also tell you that what led up to that that moment was an extraordinarily stressful encounter with a leader that I worked with. Extraordinarily stressful. And I went from that level of stress, jumped in my car and, you know, zoomed across town 45 minutes because I didn't want to be late and, you know, all of that. And then, of course, I also hadn't been eating. This was about 7 o'clock at night. So I think I might have had a, you know, some bird bites of something along the way, but I was subsisting on coffee, and, you know, and adrenaline. And so it had become so commonplace to me that I didn't know that I was, I didn't know that my body was in absolute shutdown. And, you know, my body gave me the first of not one, but several wake up calls, because that one was, well, was super serious, but I heeded the warning for a while. And then I went back to my ways, because I hadn't implemented consistent structures to actually keep me in that space. So, you know, I think that that's one of the I don't want to call it a danger, but it is one of the things that we're not cognizant of, is that we are so accustomed to being sick and running into work. We're so accustomed to missing our doctor's appointments. We're so accustomed to, you know, having to solve problems constantly, that we don't realize that we're actually in an abnormal state of physical and mental functioning. And I use the word abnormal intentionally. Like, we're really not designed to do to ourselves what we do to ourselves in service of work.
We're going to take another quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of, or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. That's managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Before Jenny and I continue on, I just want to talk to you again about our amazing sponsor, the VTech 4-Line Small Business Phone System. This really is the phone you need to have if you're going to run a business, whether it's from a small office or from your home office. It gives you the ability to have all of the professional features that you're looking for in a phone system, in a process that's easy enough for you to use, that you don't have to end up being some kind of a technical genius in order to be able to put it together. You don't have to spend years in the phone industry, in technology, learning how to install things. If you know how to plug in a lamp, you know how to install your VTech 4-Line Small Business Phone System. It really is the way to go to have an amazing professional company and an amazing professional phone system for your company. Check it out, the VTech 4-Line Small Business Phone System. Jenny Dufresne and I are here today talking about your business, specifically about how to live inside of your business. There's so much overwhelm that is so easy to enter into our lives. And a lot of times we've actually sold ourselves into a system that tells us that we are only enough if we are doing too much. If we aren't stressed out, if we aren't overwhelmed, then we probably aren't doing what we should be doing. Do any of you feel that inside of yourselves? Does that resonate with you? Do you find yourself overdoing it? Are the stories that Jenny and I have told you today about our times that we came to the very end of ourselves, does that resonate with you? If you're feeling that stress, if you're feeling that overwhelm, I encourage you, do something about it now. Don't get to the place where your body has completely given out on you before you then say, maybe I need to do something about this. Really, you were meant to live, to thrive, to enjoy your life, not to live in a life of chaos and of discord. Live a life of joy, of peace, and of harmony. More than anything else, if I could give you any kind of a gift, that would be the kind of gift that I would give to you. I know there's a lot of messages that we have coming at us that tell us we're supposed to be that way. I think people need to read the book if they want to hear all of them.
Absolutely.
What would you say is probably the most common reason why people stay stuck in that you've heard?
Oh, I'm not enough. I think I'm not enough is a huge driver. I'm not good enough to be in this role. I'm not smart enough to be in this role. I haven't done enough. I think there's a whole lot around I'm not something enough that drives us. I think that's one huge, huge, huge piece. The other piece is an outdated idea of success. I love to generate financial wealth. By sharing my gifts and moving other people to their level of greatness. But I've also learned that my most valuable asset is time. And so I've become really focused that the way I can be most successful is using my time to nurture myself first, nurture my gifts, nurture the people closest to me, my family, nurture my colleagues, and then, you know, have enough to nurture the world. And I think about success. What does it mean to be successful? You know, we've had, again, this idea that you have to work long hours. Working long hours was in a time when we didn't have the kinds of communication tools that we have today, but we're still in these sort of, I think, somewhat outdated. And I'm coming to this too. So I don't want to sound like, oh, I got it all figured out. Oh, I don't. But I'm just starting, I keep looking at, you know, how did we get here? Why has this been considered acceptable? Who made up these rules? Because they're rules that people made up. They're not real. And that might sound crazy, but they're not real. They're things that people made up. And if you look at, you know, if you look at movies from the 50s and 60s, you can kind of see where we started making stuff up, right? Or we started making that these are the ways you had to work. And as an entrepreneur, I just start to see that I can really work differently. And I think a lot of us, there are some industries that maybe you can't, you know, by virtue of you have to show up at a school, for example, if you're a leader in a school, you have to show up, you know, when other folks are there. But I think there are a lot of industries where we can really start to look at and make them create different ways of being inside of them and be real intentional about how we communicate that too, right?
Absolutely. You know, the third generation minister in me always has Bible verses floating through my head. And as you were saying that, I was thinking of the verse, regardless of what a person's belief system is, that says, you know, what does it profit you if you gain the whole world, but you lose your soul? And so often we get all spiritual about that, you know, like, you know, but I think just from a practical sense, you know, what does it profit you if you gain the whole world, but you lose your marriage, you know, you don't have any friends, you know, you have no life. I mean, if you're a multimillionaire, but you never get a chance to even feel the sun on your face, what good is that money really?
Absolutely. And I'm that person because I glorified sacrifice. I'm also a former Marine, United States Marine. And so sacrifice was one of the tenets of how I grew up as a leader. I took it a bit too far because I combined it with some other ideas, but you know, the 8 years of leadership, and this is the high level building an organization, multi-million dollar organization, the 8 years of leadership in that, you know, when I tell you I sacrificed everything for it, I did. You can't tell me anything that I didn't sacrifice. Or you can't say to me anything that, oh, you didn't sacrifice. Nope, I sacrificed everything. I sacrificed my friendships, relationship, my spirituality, my health, my everything, my physical well-being, all of it. And, you know, in service to a mission and all that stuff that I had shared with my, said to myself. But at the end of it, when I looked around, I was like, oh, wow. So I have a really powerful resume. I have a resume that, like, it's incredible the things that I learned and can do. I have a lot of great pictures. I have some memories, but that was it. And that was sobering. And I think, again, one of the reasons why I'm so committed to this space is that in this work with women in leadership in particular, is that we can't, like, our gifts are given to us not so that we sacrifice our soul, but so that we feed our soul, using your verse, but so we feed our soul so tremendously that overflow of energy goes out and touches everyone, but it doesn't leave us empty. And that's a completely kind of different, that's a different awakening for me, that we really don't have to make the kinds of sacrifices that leave us empty. Like, we just don't. We get to make choices around that.
Mm. And if we could only learn as leaders that one thing, we would be so much further ahead of the game. You know, I remember going through your book, and one of the things that really jumped off the page at me that kind of challenged me as a leader is when you were talking about the fact that you were going, but you, when you stepped back and realized you were also really abusing, in a way, your staff because of, you know, you were sending them emails at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You know, again, this idea of being completely accessible and, you know, that I'm not enough voice that functions, and we don't even hear it. We don't even realize that it's flogging us on. You know, and then of course we have, you know, 1,000 things to do. So I am not in any way underestimating or saying that we don't have a lot to do. We do, but I think we also, again, can look at how we do it and do it differently. But I would wake up in a panic in the middle of the night. And again, I think many leaders do. Many leaders and many business owners, we wake up like, oh my God, I forgot to do whatever. And I would go to work. It was not uncommon for me to pass out at 8 or 9 whenever I finally got home from work. And then, I mean, literally pass out on the couch, finally drag myself into my bed, and then wake up in a panic at 1 in the morning. And because I was so panicked, I would get up and work. I would, you know, open my laptop and shoot emails out to everybody in the world. And that's a kind of what I sort of describe as another way that we glorify excessive hours and glorify, you know, this idea of, you know, we're worthy or we are enough. You know, because I would get in and my staff would sort of like have, you know, deer in headlights. You know, I was like, come marching in, and, you know, I appear to be full of life and energy. you know, and adrenaline can mask lots of things. And, you know, my staff would just couldn't keep up with me. And, you know, the abuse, as you describe it, like then I look at them like, well, why can't you keep up with me? And again, I'm not alone because I know this happens with a lot of leaders. We, you know, if we're owners, if we're leaders, we're responsible. Sometimes we're responsible for a lot of people. You know, we're responsible for making payroll for a lot of people. And so we push, but then we snap at the people who are really responsible, the backbone of the mission. We push them so hard often, or we set up an idea of, you know, I was big about, in the Marine Corps, we talk a lot about leading by example. And so I was big about leading by example. The challenge was I was probably in some ways giving a very wrong example for people to follow. And so people fell out. They couldn't, you know, they couldn't keep up the pace. They didn't want to keep up the pace. And so, you know, for a variety of reasons, people would fall out. And again, I just think that, you know, there were, or, and I'd also sometimes make poor decisions around hiring because I was exhausted or we were trying to, you know, hurry up and get to the next thing or whatever. And so, you know, I think I can certainly say that the more we as leaders are role modeling and leading by example, being happy, being healthy, taking care of ourselves first, taking care of our families, taking care of our teams, taking care of our customers, like when we can role model first that we take care of ourselves well, I think it gives those people around us the freedom to actually be more and do more because they're able to see themselves wherever they are. They're able to see themselves as being able to be huge contributors to a mission or an endeavor.
Ooh, does that kind of just get you right where you are? I mean, what are we teaching our staff, our team? Is it just go, 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 do, 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 work, 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 succeed, succeed, make money? Or are we helping contribute? Are they part of a bigger endeavor? Because in the end, you know, if you have all the money in the world and you don't have a value of your life, what is it really worth? And you don't want that for your people. You don't want that for the people you love, and you don't want that for the people that work for you either. So really think about that one. I challenge you while you're listening to this next commercial to just kind of think for a minute. Challenge yourself. Ask yourself, am I modeling in front of my people excellence, but also, you know, a work ethic that's worth it and the opportunity to be part of a business venture that is bigger than just the paycheck, than just the day-to-day? Think about that one. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. I'm here with Jenny Dufresne. We're talking about moving from empty to overflow. And I know, I even mentioned it at the beginning of the show, a lot of us, we're not going to admit that we're really empty. In fact, we think we've got this. That's part of our culture. We've been trained that you don't go around and say, oh man, I'm just so empty and overwhelmed. Oh no, we've got this. We're strong, confident, powerful leaders, and we are going to succeed. But you can only really give out of the abundance, out of the overflow of the joy and the excessive increasing wonderfulness out of your own life. I mean, think about that for a minute. If you're sad and depressed and your energy's depleted, what do you really have to give to somebody? And I know some of us have become experts at faking it, but that's really not what it's all about. It really is about living in abundance. I really want that to sink in so that you can thrive in your life and business. Isn't that what we all want in the end? Really is to live a thriving life as a thriving entrepreneur. That's what the show's about, and that's what we want your life to be about. I hope you've taken some notes. We're going to help you out with just a couple more things here to help you really move from that state where you're feeling empty to where you are living in overflow so that you can lead powerfully. Well, and we're going to encourage people to get your book, From Empty to Overflow, to get all of the suggestions that you're going to give them. But let's just pick one, your favorite one, the best one, whatever way you want to go with it. What is one way that women leaders can rejuvenate so they can lead powerfully?
So I focus on five in the book, and the one that just sort of stands out to me right now is release. And part of what that means to me is to really let go of things that no longer serve us. And that could be we let go of habits that are not keeping us happy or feeling whole. Like, for example, a habit may be waking up in the morning, cell phone is by my bed, and the first thing I do before I do anything, before I even maybe even roll over and say good morning to my spouse, is that I flip on my phone and start going through email. So that does not serve self-care. It does not serve taking care of oneself. It does not serve being present to the people around. It does not serve anything except creating kind of chaos and frustration and angst and anxiety before we even get out of bed. And so for me, release, and this is just one example, but it's one that comes to mind because I think I see so many people kind of tethered to technology, is letting go of something that no longer serves. You know, that as a habit, having a cell phone right by your bed, where you can jump completely into your work, even on Facebook, even Twitter, whatever it is, like you jump completely into this whole other context that riles you up and gets your heart racing and all that. Release it. You know, maybe not have your cell phone in your bedroom at all. Like, you know, I'm big on no TV and no cell phones in bedrooms for that reason. But that's just a really small example of something to release. There are other things. It could be even a household chore. Like my mother used to say to me, because I would be like, oh my God, I could get my house cleaned and it's dirty. And my mother said to me one day, she goes, why don't you just hire someone to do that? No, I can do it. I got this. I'm going to do it myself. And like, I couldn't do it because I was really busy, but I wanted my house to be clean. And so I found someone and hired them. And Steve, it was like the most liberating thing I could possibly do because I released something that just no longer really served me to have to do it. And I loved coming home when the house, you know, when the woman who cleaned my house, when she, oh my gosh, my house was amazing. And I felt really rejuvenated and peaceful and calm when that happened. So that was really me releasing this, like, I had to do it. I had to be the one to clean my house. When I released that, it just opened up so much more energy and vitality for me. So those are just like, that's one of the areas, and those are just two like really quick examples I think of right off the top of my head.
Well, I'm talking here today with Jenny Dufresne. I want to make sure that everybody knows how to spell her last name so that if you're looking her up, her last name is spelled Dufresne. It's pronounced Dufresne, but it's Dufresne.
Yes.
Jenny Dufresne. Her book, From Empty to Overflow, is just amazing. You got to get it. And if people want to interact with you, you told me you have a lead page that's at leadpowerfully.com.
Yeah, so leadpowerfully.com. I would love to have folks jump on. I speak at events all across the country, so there's a place there you can signal to us that you're interested in having me come and speak at your event. And also, when the book comes out, the book will probably be coming out in the next 30 days or a little less than 30 days. And so you can just signal in there as well. When it comes out, I can start making sure that you're right at the top of the list to know that it's coming out, and also some of the great events that we're going to be having. I'm going to be doing some real interesting things, around this. Again, I think, you know, there's so much angst and anxiety that leaders deal with every single day. And I think as we're going into a time in our political realm where there's a lot of uncertainty for leaders in particular, because their people are looking at them. And this may be happening to some of your listeners, Steve, where people are looking and saying, well, what's going to happen to this and what's going to happen with that? And so I think now is like any time, but I think now is really an important time for this book to be coming into fruition, and also some of the work, some of the retreats and other experiences that we're going to be creating to really give leaders an opportunity to reset and to put, I'm a big fan of just doing one thing different. Like, you don't have to do all 50 because that kind of contributes to the stress and the overwhelm, but just doing one thing different. And so we're going to be having a retreat, two retreats this year, that will really be focusing on helping women leaders at all levels and all different, you know, wherever you are, wherever you lead from, to really come together and start to revision and recreate or create anew the way that we can lead, that first has us taking care of ourselves, that first has us nurturing ourselves, that first has us being the most important thing to take care of. And then from that overflow, being able to touch, move, and inspire people all over and all around us.
So yes, go to leadpowerfully.com so that you can interact with Jenny and learn more about how you can move from empty to overflow and have a really great life. Jenny, I really appreciate you spending the time today to just share a little bit of your book and some of the things that you've learned over the course of your life. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
What have you learned? What have we learned today? Can you move more powerfully in that space? Can you learn how to fill you up? Because out of the abundance of yourself, you can change the world. But if you're constantly empty, if you're running on fumes all the time, if you are, nothing but a walking cup of coffee or Mountain Dew or whatever other type of energy supplement you're taking, and that's really how you're showing up in the world because you're spending more energy than you're actually putting back into yourself, that's not going to serve you. It's not going to serve the people that you were put on this planet to serve. And in the end, I know all of you have this deep passion inside of you to really show up and be of service to the world, to make a difference, to change the world that you live in. And I know that you're not going to be able to do that. I know this from experience. You won't be able to do any more than your physical body, your mental health, your spiritual condition, and even your financial condition has the capability of doing. If you try to give more than what you have, you won't have it to give. I mean, it's like, think about it just financially, you know. If you wanted to give $1,000 to a really worthwhile organization, but you only have $900 in your bank account, you can't do it. You know, if you wrote the check would bounce. So the organization, rather than getting $900, would get nothing. And that's what happens, is that we give more than what we have. And what we have given even bounces because we gave too much. I hope that encourages you. I really want it to help us all. Jenny has been so encouraging in my life, really helped me reevaluate how to go through the day-to-day life as a thriving entrepreneur. And I hope that you've got some tips, some tricks that you can use to help you really thrive in your life and business. You know, Kathy and I are here to help you thrive because we want to share you with the world. We want to help, of course, put that best-selling book out into the world to make you a best-selling author. We want you to be part of our community. It's like a family. Bestsellersguild.com, a family of people who have become bestsellers, who want to become bestsellers, or are somewhere in the middle of that journey. We do that because we want the best of you to be shared with the world because we know how amazing you are. We believe in you and we want to see you thrive and shine your unique brilliance to all of the world because you are uniquely brilliant. You were created very specifically on purpose. For a purpose, for a reason. You're not an accident. The world needs you. I want you to know that Kathy and I are here to help you because we want you to succeed. We want you to thrive. We want you to be our next bestseller because we know that that will help change the world. And we know that as you thrive, the world will thrive as well. And we want you to live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. I hope this show helped you greatly. I hope you have an amazing week and that something great happens to you. Until we see you next time here on Thriving Entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because It serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.